You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government last night announced five principles that are crucial in New Zealand for achieving pay equity. They are freedom from bias and discrimination, transparency and accessibility, acknowledging the relationship between paid and unpaid work, sustainability and participation and engagement. I spoke to the Council of Trade Unions Vice President Rachel McIntosh about how this will help to close the gender pay gap. And I started by asking her to explain some of the more specific principles. But I did read in the press release that you said the principles are a good step to pay and employment equity. And a lot of them are self-explanatory, like the freedom from discrimination. But would you like to elaborate on how some of the more specific ones, such as sustainability and participation and engagement, are a good step?
Sure. Well, we're the union movement, so engagement is really vital for us anyway. But that's about the people doing the work, being engaged in any solutions and any kind of design of work and steps that need to be taken to ensure that the pay gap gets closed. That's what that one's about. So that's about kind of democracy and taking people seriously. And that also goes to sustainability, because what we know is you can close a pay gap, as the nurses did about 10 years ago, and then if you just do it once, it will creep in again. And so sustainability means that you have to be vigilant and that work needs to be ongoing and that bias and discrimination need to be investigated in an ongoing way. So that's what that one's about.
Sure. And engagement and sustainability both sort of lead into how the Minister for Women, Julianne Genta, said that these principles will guide all government work on gender pay. What exactly will the implementation process of these principles be? And are you confident that these principles will become present in all workplaces?
We're confident so long as there is commitment from all parties, and there is currently commitment from all parties. And part of engagement is definitely going to be ongoing commitment from the union movement. And if the union movement is engaged, then if any of the other parties looks like their engagement might slip, they will be there with a strong voice in the conversation saying, hey, we still need to keep working on this. So it needs commitment from government and needs commitment from the employers. Mm. And So as long as that happens, as long as the work is resourced, then yes, it can happen and it can make a real, actual, genuine difference in people's lives.
Can we be sure that employers will implement this, or does there need to be some kind of policy of some level of enforcement?
Well, there is currently a commitment from the state sector to do this in the private sector. So these were designed for the public sector, but they will have application in the private sector so long as we can enforce them, and there are different ways of enforcing them. Some of it is that the unions are strong enough to ensure that it happens, and some of it is regulation. Yeah, you're right. So some of it might need laws and regulations. That is still to be worked through, that part of it.
Sure, time will tell. So moving on, we've also seen that often a big cause of the pay gap is maternity leave. And so do you think that the government should hone in on that aspect of pay equity as they go forward?
Yeah, that's one of the principles, and that's one of the ones that Julianne Genta, the Minister for Women, did speak about last night when we launched it. That one of the causes, it's only one of the causes of pay stagnation women is unpaid work. And one of the principles is that unpaid work should be recognised, and it should be recognised as skilled, and that work design should take account of the skills that people have gained outside the paid workforce and recognise them and pay for them.
So just to finish, do you have any final comments?
This is a really exciting work, and it will require a lot of work to make it to see it implemented, which is what your questions have been about. And we are committed to doing that work, but it will require commitment from the government, from the employers as well, because it'll take some resources. You know, it takes time, it takes design, it takes, and some of it will take money as well.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.